ever heard the story of Harry? He was a legend around here. Until one afternoon, he left and never came back. Turns out, Harry went and made himself a website using Squarespace. Used Squarespace domains to buy artisanseatcushions.com. And he built a beautiful site with an online store to sell his artisan seat cushions. Now Harry's sitting on a fortune. And if our Harry can do it, anyone can. Build your business at squarespace.com. Use offer code EVERYTHING for 10% off your website or domain.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for some basketball discussions with the Chief.
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and cut the lights out. We'll put the kids to bed, and the G-Bag Nation goes all 56 inches around that rim. It's always a special occasion when an alien goes into the house of the reigning champs and rips out their hearts. That's exactly what Wemby and the Spurs did last night. Holy smokes.
Historic.
That was as fun of a game to watch as I can remember. Considering it was two teams that we despise. But I didn't want that game to end. Like, Lucius, you've been soaking in these NBA playoffs. Was that the greatest night of NBA basketball
Everything
for the season?
I expected, for sure.
Yes.
I might have to say that. Double overtime, game one.
It's amazing.
Win on the opposite home court. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's everything you need in a series. It already started.
Yeah, and it was just back and forth. Like, you're like, okay, the Spurs got it. Oh, no, here come the champs. Like, you're gonna have to rip that ring off their finger, so to speak, when it comes to these Thunder, because it was not their night. I mean, SGA was not totally himself. You did get the Caruso game. Holy crap.
Yeah, Caruso was great.
Caruso was unbelievable.
He was actually pretty good defensively, too.
Well, yeah, they're throwing him on Wemby.
Yeah.
Like, they're just anything. Like, Chet, you're not going to be good enough for us, even though you're the only one that can somewhat stand toe-to-toe physically with him.
And he just looked in disbelief when they panned to him late in that fourth quarter. He's like, this sucks.
Well, he knows Wemby, for whatever reason, has it out for him. And he wants to block every shot. He wants to put him on a poster at every turn. And Wemby was just otherworldly last night. 41 points, efficient from the field, 24 rebounds. And 9 of those were offensive rebounds. Like, that's the other cheat code. Throw it up, fellas. It's okay if you miss. You're going to get another opportunity. Thanks to the extraterrestrial, 3 blocks, and he played the most minutes he's ever played. We were wondering, like, can he really get by? Can the Spurs actually get by with him playing under 30 minutes? There's no way you can versus the Thunder, where here he is, double overtime, and he's the last man standing in terms of, I'm still going to be getting buckets. I don't care how many minutes I've played. He's got fresh legs, and he showed it off. Late in the fourth quarter, huge buckets. Overtime, huge buckets, and double overtime.
Like, calling for the ball.
He was like the man. Like, all throughout.
Give it to me.
And he's not fouling out like young big men do, notoriously.
Yeah, right, that's a great right. Point. Yeah, I mean, he's the youngest player in NBA history with the 40 and 20 in a postseason game. Kareem was the last one to do something like that at that age.
And Harper was super impressive last night.
Oh, my gosh. Dylan
Harper. Those two together for the future is scary.
It's very scary. And you talk about the future of the Spurs. I mean, that's the youngest starting lineup in the all-time history of the NBA Conference Finals.
Wow.
I think it probably sets off a couple, 2-3 MVPs in a row for him. Just because in a moment like this, the entire planet is taking in the idea that this team, and you can say, yes, he's got a better supporting cast than he has, but still, this isn't a good team without him. And with him, it might be good enough to beat the best team that we've seen in a while in the NBA, in these OKC Thunder. So if you can do that, yeah, I think, you know, the only thing that's really going to stop his ascent is the hate that's coming from his dominance, you know, and how competitive this league is going to be.
Treat him like Caitlin Clark.
When Shaq was at the top of his game and they won three in a row, it didn't feel like that would ever stop, you know, and the anger built, like, give us something else. Somebody please stop them. And, you know, I think it's coming.
I think he's more competitively driven, though, than Shaq was.
Yeah.
At least he comes across that way.
And in this NBA, where it's harder than ever to build a super team and keep it together, you might be able to just rotate the people around him and maintain a level of dominance. You know, at the level we saw last night.
Right,
you know,
right.
If you're able to do 40-20 in future playoffs, if that's what this is evolving to,
that's unbelievable.
Then even the salary cap restraints won't slow them down from having one of the most impressive dynasties in sports history. You know, this could be a Bill Russell with the Celtics type of situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah, and they're here to stay, at least for the time being, because the average age of their starting lineup is 22 years, 346 days. So 279 days younger than the previous record for the youngest starting lineup in a conference finals, and that was 1977, and it was the Blazers that ended up winning that championship. So they're young, they're high-flying, Wemby's unbelievable, but yeah, I'm glad you give the flower.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on a scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com. Once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly! Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hours to Dylan Harper, because that dude is next level. I mean, he was in the same category of Magic Johnson in terms of being a rookie and being dominant.
Crazy. And he had to step up. No De'Aaron Fox. Like, the pressure was on, and he answered the bell.
Yeah. Yeah, he was awesome. Castle was really, really good. I mean, the turnovers are a struggle for Castle, but it's still 11 assists, 17 points. The whole thing was amazing, but the story of the night is, of course, Wemby looking on, seeing SGA win the MVP award. That fueled him. We'll play that sound a little bit later, but I wanted you guys to get a taste of what the local calls sounded like for the what was really the biggest shot of the game. And Wemby had a handful of big time shots late in that fourth quarter, overtime and double overtime, but you get the damn near logo OT three bomb, which is crazy because it's like a carbon copy of the famous Steph Curry double bang against OKC back in 2016. So we all got to kind of remember that, but it's a 3-point game. There's 30 seconds to go in overtime. OKC's up three. And here comes Wemby with the confidence. Now, what do you guys want to hear first? Do you want to hear Spurs elation, or do you want to hear one of the sadder, more useless calls in sports history from
Matt
the
Pinto,
Thunder side?
Former Mavs voice. Cha-ching, the Maverick Moneyball.
Okay, and who's Matt Pinto calling?
Matt Pinto's the play-by-play guy for the Thunder.
Okay, so we get the Thunder call first. Listen to this, okay? This is the biggest shot in the game, biggest shot of the postseason, but the Thunder was on the wrong side of it.
Wembanyama has a left wing. Castle, the trailing Wemby, leaning 30-foot three to tie, is in there. 26.3 to play.
It's in there.
That's all he can muster up.
All right, it's
biggest shot of the season to this point.
Yeah. Freaking jerk hit it. All right,
30.3 to tie. It's in there.
Man, this guy can move on quickly, you know?
Yes. He was not going to give Wemby the emotion.
Foot.
All right, you know.
No, please. Yes, thank
I'm
you.
I'm just saying,
no,
bro.
This is
30 feet to tie the game.
It was a jaw-dropping shot.
It's
like,
in there.
For anybody, he just pulls up, boom, drains this thing like it was nothing. From range.
A genius
decision.
Wemby
now has a left-wing castle. The trailing Wemby leaning 30-foot three to tie is in there.
That's the most innocuous. It might as well have been game 26 in December on a random Wednesday night. And there's a three ball. Okay.
It's in there. All right, moving on.
It's in there. It's like, are you kidding me?
SGA?
Gosh, that is so good. Now let's hear the Spurs side.
Castle to Wemby, rising deep three. Wee-wee! Victor Wembanyama, 6 feet behind the line, ties the game at 108.
I like the wee-wee.
French wee-wee.
Wee-wee. Put the sauce on it.
I'm assuming that is a sort of patented call for this guy with the wee-wee.
I guess.
Maybe do you save the wee-wee for an all-time moment like that?
That's a good question.
Has that wee-wee been in the back of his pocket for the last couple of years waiting for Wemby's big moment where he pulls a Steph Curry on the reigning champs?
I would hope that would not be a regular catchphrase. I think that's a special occasion at best, because if you go wee-wee multiple times per game, that is starting to feel like a really bad bit.
Yeah, you don't want to go too much wee-wee.
If you ask me. And then the guy's
bang
voice.
The wee-wee drum over and over again.
Yeah, you got to hold the wee-wee for when it's ready to be released.
But the whole thing with that call was bad. Like, the tone of his voice, I feel bad for Spurs fans now.
Okay, look, we were supposed to be dunking on the Thunder for their call, but I think you're going the other way.
I think I'm bringing up the telecast on my phone and going Bluetooth audio and just living with the lack of details before I listen to that play-by-play man in the greater San Antonio area.
Let's hear from Tirico and company instead. But that was a special night. A special night of basketball and a great table setter for what is hopefully going to be an instant classic of a Western Conference Finals.
Hell
going
yes.
Potentially seven games here. And now the Thunder have to be shaken in their boots a little
Ooh,
bit. Like, De'Aaron Fox
sure.
didn't even play in that game, dude.
Yep.
They went into your house and stole your lunch money. And Wemby's like, sure, dude, I'll play as many minutes as I need to play. I'm the best player in the world, not you, SGA. You can be the MVP, but I am the best in the business, and we've never seen anything like this guy before.
No. It's scary good.
I mean, he's a one-man defense. Give me four other guys, we're going to have an amazing defense.
And good luck rebounding. I mean, it's just like everything's him. It's just unbelievable, and he does feel like just a man that can't be denied. It's very reminiscent watching that game last night. It was like Dirk in 2011. Like, he's not losing.
Mm. I wish Dirk in 2011 was that dominant.
He was.
Okay, we got three down, two to go, Chief, and I believe you're going back-to-back in addition to the finest is in the offerings.
Yes, the funniest coach in football makes an appearance, and his brother wants to kick the Cowboys' ass. That is next here in the nation.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport.
Realtek 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Realtek 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Keep cool out there, folks. It's gonna be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game, but from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.